Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. I have been cruising the internet again, as I have frequently doing these days, and I found the question, can you blow bubbles in space? So of course the answer is no, but would you like to know why?
Yeah, because I'm thinking, oh, okay, tell me why.
Okay, now you've got an idea and we'll see if your idea is right.
I'm gonna write it down on a post-it note.
Okay, so here on Earth, in our gravitational situation that we have going, a bubble forms as you blow through the dish soap or the liquid medium. So you've got air inside, air outside. You have gravity happening. The liquid that is surrounding it, not very heavy. So pressure pushing in, pressure pushing out. And eventually it floats to the ground. In space, it is a vacuum. So there's air pushing out on that fluid, but not air pushing back in. And so there's nothing to keep that fluid that's holding the air in together. So it just disperses.
Can you blow a bubble on the space station?
Yes. So that's a fun, interesting topic all its own. Hey, quick, before we leave Earth, though. On Earth, do you know why a bubble eventually pops?
I had always thought it was because the membrane just got too thin to hold the air in.
It does. And one of the reasons for that is that gravity is gently, slowly pulling the liquid down. So then you get unbalanced. You get more on the bottom and eventually it just pops apart.
So you're like, saying the bubbles get a fat butt.
They do. And then they sort of crack like an egg, I would think, or they just kind of, I do like that. Yep. I like bubbles with big butts. I cannot lie. Okay. Up to space. Because I looked into that. I'm like, wouldn't it be interesting to know? So bubbles in space are kind of interesting because they will stay put a bit longer because there's not that gravitational pull down on the bubble. As they showed this video, and I'll post it, a fellow was blowing bubbles and he was putting water into bubbles. And it was very interesting because you could see the membrane slowly starting to have problems where a little water would kind of go spurting out. And then the membrane would shift a little and fix it. So I think eventually the membrane just slowly separates and deteriorates.
Wow.
So the video is super fun.
Huh. I choose to believe that could blow a couple of these and hours later.
They're just still there. Water bubbles, yes. Like if you blow a glop of water in space, it goes into the shape where it's the least surface area, which is a sphere. And so you'll see the videos where it starts out as a stream, but then it glops up and around because it just wants to achieve that least surface area shape. And those do just kind of float unless something moves them. And so if you want to do any growing experiments in space, you have to consider how you're going to get water to your plants because that water will just sit on the surface. I'll put this picture up too. There was a cool picture of a water droplet just sitting on top of a plant. It's not going to fall down into it anymore. It's just going to find a place to settle where it can't move and just stay there.
Wow. So you'd have to have your plants on like a vacuum.
I think so. Some sort of at least a little bit of suction to pull it down where it needs to go. And if you have a water bubble and there's an air droplet in there, a little air bubble, it'll be right in the center because, again, there's no gravitational pull on it. Space and bubbles, more fun than I expected.
If I could get into space, I think I would not get any work done because I'd be too busy going, what happens when you do this?
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. So that's bubbles in space.
That is a most excellent brainstorm.
Yeah. And the media that goes with that is fun. So check out the show notes. I promise to actually post them. Scout's honor.
So don't forget to ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk, and we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.